While the 50,000-foot level is obviously the most important context within which to set priorities, experience has shown me that when we understand and implement all the levels of work in which we are engaged, especially the runway and 10,000-foot levels, we gain greater freedom and resources to do the bigger work that we're all about. Although a bottom-up approach is not a key conceptual priority, from a practical perspective, it's a critical factor in achieving a balanced, productive, and comfortable life. Trying to manage from the top down when the bottom is out of control may be the least effective approach. Runway. The first thing to do is make sure your action lists are complete, which in itself can be quite a task. Those who focus on gathering and objectifying all of those items discover that there are many they've forgotten, misplaced, or just not recognized. Aside from your calendar, if you don't have at least 50 next actions and waiting fors, including all the agendas for people and meetings, I would be skeptical about whether you really had all of them. If you've followed through rigorously with the steps and suggestions in Part 2, though, you may have them already. If not, and you do want to get this level up to date, set aside some time to work through chapters 4 through 6 in real implementation mode. When you've finished getting this level of control current, you'll automatically have a more grounded sense of immediate priorities, which is almost impossible to achieve otherwise. 10,000 feet. Finalize your projects list. Does it truly capture all the commitments you have that will require more than one action to get done? That will define the boundaries of the kind of week-to-week operational world you're in and allow you to relax your thinking for longer intervals. If you make a complete list of all the things you want to have happen in your life and work at this level, you'll discover that there are actions you need to do that you hadn't realized. Just creating this objective inventory will give you a firmer basis on which to make decisions about what to do when you have discretionary time. Invariably, when people get their projects list up to date, they discover there are several things that could be done readily to move things they care about forward. Very few people have this clear data defined and available to themselves in some objective form. Before any discussion about what should be done this afternoon can take place, this information must be at hand. Again, if you've been putting into practice the methodology of getting things done, your projects list will be where it needs to be. For most of our coaching clients, it takes 10 to 15 hours of collecting, processing, and organizing to get to the point of trusting the thoroughness of their inventory.